KCAW reporter Rachel Waldholtz and biologist Ellen Chenoweth are exploring the question of whether humpback whales should be taken off the endangered species list. More than 21,000 humpback whales now swim in the North Pacific, and sometime in the next few weeks, federal officials will decide whether that's enough whales to declare them no longer at risk of extinction. Like nearly all the great whales, humpbacks were heavily hunted. And one question researchers have grappled with is how many animals there were before the whaling fleets took their toll. To solve this mystery, it turns out, you have to take a trip back in time and into the secret history of Soviet whaling.
I'm Rachel Waldholtz.
And I'm Ellen Chenoweth.
So how do you figure out how many humpbacks there were before whaling? You take the number of humpbacks killed during commercial whaling, and you add that back to the current population, while taking into account things like population growth.
So all you really need is a good, complete, and accurate record of the whaling numbers, how many whales were killed.
That's Paul Wade. He's a biologist with the National Marine Mammal Laboratory.
That can be the most difficult part.
My name is Yulia Ivashenko.
Ivashenko is also a biologist at the National Marine Mammal Laboratory in Seattle.
She spent years studying the secret Soviet history of whaling.
In the North Pacific, industrial whaling was a 20th century phenomenon, and it was conducted by just a few countries, especially the Soviet Union and Japan.
And by 1946, the whaling nations had signed on to form the International Whaling Commission.
It set limits on how many whales could be taken and what kind.
And there's tons of records. But the problem is that for a long time, the records were wrong.
Under the Soviet system, every industry had targets to meet.
And that was why the Soviet whalers, they would go and try to kill as many whales as possible. Because if you kill many whales and you reach your target number, you will get a very nice bonus as a salary.
And the more whales you kill, the more bonus you get. So it was way more important to beat those targets than to abide by whaling regulations.
So in this regard, Soviet whalers just ignored everything. So they were killing any whale they wanted and in any place they wanted.
And then they'd lie to the whaling commission. Now, some scientists outside the Soviet Union suspected this was happening, but they couldn't prove it until a chance meeting in the early 90s.
So what happened was there was this American biologist, Bob Brunel, and he's talking to his Russian colleague, a guy named Alexei Yoblikov. And he's basically just complaining about how little biological data there is for right whales.
And mentioning that, Yablokov actually said that, oh, I can provide you with a lot more of biological data on the red whales. So Bob asked, actually, so how many are you talking about? Is it 5, 10, 15? He said a few hundreds.
And that's how it started to come out. It turned out that most of these boats were keeping two sets of records. The falsified version would go to the Whaling Commission, but the true catch records were also preserved. After the fall of the Soviet Union, it became possible to make those numbers public. In 1994, Yablokov published the first paper laying out the true scale of Soviet whaling, and it totally stunned people, because these numbers are huge. In 60 years of Soviet whaling in the Southern Ocean, so that's all the water south of the equator, they killed 330,000 whales, but they only reported 185,000. That's just over half. In one season in the North Pacific, the Soviet fleet caught over 15,000 sperm whales. Ivashenko says a single boat could process up to 200 whales in a day.
Just staggering, we have anything alive in the ocean left.
Soviet scientists went to heroic lengths to save the real data. Ivashenko tells the story of Dmitry Tormasov. He was a biologist with the fleet, and his job was to organize these documents called whale passports. They basically had information on every individual whale that was killed, exactly the kind of information that Bob Brownell was after for right whales. After the data was analyzed, the passports were usually destroyed, but he held on to them, storing them in his potato cellar. And because of stories like that, by the mid-2000s, scientists had managed to piece together pretty accurate records for the Southern Ocean, which is where the most intense whaling took place. But until recently, the numbers in the North Pacific were still a mystery. Then Ivashenko took a trip to Vladivostok.
So I wasn't expecting much.
Ivashenko went there to visit scientists who'd worked on the ships, and they suggested she visit a public archive.
And then I found this pile of different kinds of reports.
And those reports included true catch numbers from boats in the North Pacific, sitting there in a dusty public archive in eastern Russia.
I knew I found the treasure.
Ivashenko has been back 4 or 5 times. So far, she estimates the Soviet fleet killed 190,000 whales in the North Pacific, mostly sperm whales, and only reported 169,000. Those are smaller numbers than in the Southern Ocean, but there were fewer whales to begin with. And because the population in the North Pacific was much smaller, Ivashenko says the impact was actually larger.
In the case of humpback whales, she estimates that the Soviets took about 7,000, and most of that in the space of just 3 years.
And this is the missing piece. Literally, the math people have been waiting for Ivashenko's numbers to plug into their models. And once they run those models, we'll have a good estimate of how many humpbacks roamed the Pacific before industrial whaling. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.
And I'm Ellen Chenoweth.